and they're so exciting. The sound I'm seeing.
Told me when we met your love would last forevermore. But you took me by surprise when you up and walked right out the door. I've been a suffering through this dry spell with no relief inside. While you're sowing seeds with another man and raising kid all night. And the only way I'll make it through this drought, by breaking new ground. Yeah, the only thing you left when you left me was no choice but to plant my love in another rocks beneath the soil. And it's high time I was leaving this old town. Start breaking new ground. Beneath the soil, and it's high time I was leaving this old town. Start breaking new ground.
Recent CD or our most recent Grammy loser. So we got three losers. What the hell? Three nominations. That's not bad. Anyway, I hope this is available at Charlie Chase's table, who generally has everything under the sun. And that down here can be taken literally.
Yes.
This was an old song written by Carter Stanley called Let Me Be Your Friend.
Darling, let me be your friend. Friend.
Are you happy? I'm so lonesome, it seems. Darling, when did I see you? Since you said it's in the end. Though I know that you don't love me, won't you let me be your friend?
Instrumental, it doesn't have any words. It's much easier for senile people to do things like that. You want a quarter pounder? 35 minutes, okay. I don't know what the instrumental will be. His legendship is thumbing through his hits over there.
I will do that tonight if that's all right. I'm not up to it yet. Takes a lot of energy.
You have to forgive him. His drugs haven't kicked in. What is it? Oh, a slip ride. All right. Thank you. I say, Jack Lawrence says that was outstanding.
High praise.
Of course, Jack's been up all night. He's a cheap date. I see, we did a song for the first time in years last night. And the fellow that asked for it in the afternoon, I said, gee, I don't think we know it. And then we wound up, you know, talking to each other and what have you on the porch over here and figured out maybe we can do it. So we did it last night, and he'd gone to get his heart medications. Actually, he was only a half hour ahead of me, and I was going to get mine. But anyway, so what the heck, we need to practice it anyway.
You missed it. Yep.
Maybe I can even get the line in that I messed
up.
Well, I got it straight at the convenience store. I don't know. The song was written by Grandpa Jones. It's called Fallen Leaves.
Every need of everybody,
let me always
stop and lend a helping hand when I'm laid to rest beneath that grassy mound. There'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. Some folks drift along through life and never through to the feeling that a good deed brings out to you. It's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves scattered on the ground.
Liked it or not, but that was better than last night. Old Train, we did that last night. How many people were here last night? Oh, we're in trouble. We don't like to you know, repeat a whole bunch of things, and then again. Now, you were here last night, and we waited for you to go to the potty, and if you haven't gotten back yet. Whole bunch of those things we did do last night, and I don't know whether to do them again or not, you know. Do y'all care? We're having a board meeting. All right, we'll do a few of the ones that you didn't hear last night. What the heck? You throw tomatoes, make sure they're ripe.
Jumping on again. Old train, I've been everywhere you go, and I know what lies beyond each bend. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear rusty wheels grate against the rails, they cry with every mile, and I think I'll stay a while.
Something, I don't know if y'all want to see it or not, but last night T. Michael Coleman did a nude version of Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila?
Yeah. And you were good, too. Everyone said you had a good time. Who broke a string? Oh, the guitar player broke a string. Well, let's see. What can we talk about? Somehow or other, Ben, you need to sweet talk somebody out of a guitar. Huh? OJ jokes? Did you see the other day about, you know, trying to get that glove on, you know? He said, no, man, these ain't the ones I use when I stuck her, you know? And of course, up in the Washington area, you know, Marion Barry, he's got another crack at it. Right now, the city's in trouble, so he's going to Columbia for money. Think that one over. Hi, you're back.
I'm back. That was the quickest string change in history.
That's.
It is a joke.
You don't need to tell it.
J.
Just show it to you.
Show him your joke, George.
I'll show you my joke. Can we meet later?
We were just wondering,
what?
If those are camouflage pants, what will he hide in to hide?
Draw your own conclusion.
Did you throw away the suitcase that came out of?
No, actually, I junked the couch.
Well, we got a song for you, I think. This is one written by Tim O'Brien and Pat Alger. Did you already tell them all that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. We'd like to do this one for anybody out there who's been married for more than, say, 30 or 40 years. Anybody out there tonight, today? All right. Great. Well, this one's for you.
Did you say 30 or 40 years or 30 or 40 times?
30 or 40 times.
Raise your hand.
Get the Elizabeth Taylor Award.
Do it all over again. these crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch.
Is a red letter day in the year.
Okay.
Blu-ray! Wait a minute. This is even better.
What do you say, Lou Reed?
Lou Reed. His legendship has decided that he will step forward and sing a song.
Well, it's very rare that somebody asked me to sing this song, so I thought I'd take advantage of this afternoon because we would rather not repeat too many things, and I haven't done this in a couple of years, so we're pretty safe. this is a song that my uncle wrote back in the 1920s. He played dobro with Jimmy Rogers on his first recordings, and he wrote half a dozen songs or so that Jimmy Rogers recorded. And when I was a kid growing up, one of my favorite things that he sang around the house was a song called Treasures Untold, which I recorded a few years back. And we do it every once in a while, and this is one of those times.
You have an absolutely marvelous voice. Why aren't you the MC? Don't you think so? Is he made for radio?
The radio guy. Right? Thank you.
Yeah. While you're at it, why don't you do the news or something?
Today in Bosnia, we...
eyes so blue, I've loved you forever, it seems.
Thank you.
I've longed for you, dear, and wanted you near, for you are the girl of my dreams. Though I have met you just now, I'll tell you my love somehow. Treasures untold, the kisses that we've shared in my sweetest dreams are even more precious than gold. How I love your sweet face and your dear smiling eyes, so often the story's been told. Now if I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold. Bye. could but win your heart, little girl, then I'll put that treasure untold. For Durwood Powell. I forgot to mention the man's name. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't done that in ages. We probably won't do it right. But, oh, yes, it was rendered, well rendered. Oh, we've just given the sign that we have two more. At least I think that's what this means. Good thing it wasn't one more, right? And I think we'll see you tonight at a reasonable hour when all of us are awake. Something about seven. Where were we? You weren't here last night either, right? Gee. Was it good? He said that was so good, he's living that life now. Anyway, let's take a stab at this one. Song written by Hank Williams. Excuse me, we hate to do this. We just have to sit around and think about it. Because because we've never programmed anything. That way you never set your watch by what we do. You got to admit that. We said, was that enough? She said, oh, no, do another one. Okay. We will. All right, hey. We'll do this a little bit different. We will end with an instrumental, one of his legendship, Mike Aldridge's many hits. This is what we have to settle for when the boat from Columbia gets headed off. This is Spanish grass. I'm sorry, I was already on the way to the porta potty.
Good.
What did you make a decision?
Yeah,
it's
a strange decision. Just like ending with an instrument.
Oh, you're using all kinds of mechanical gadgetry there, huh?
Yes.
Oh good. This song ought to take us right up to dinner break.
Was a California earthquake.
I'm in A. Yes, I am. Tell a joke, John.
Thank you very much.
If you're going to do it in this key, you're going to sing all the parts. I know you like me, but I'm not Dolly Parton.
Are you sure?
Ah, that's much better already.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna dispense with that intro again, okay? Is that all right with everybody? No? Do the intro again. No.
It was a California earthquake. In the year of it shook the living daylights out of the Owens County scene. Where the building still left standing when the dust had cleared away. Just a room.
Might be everything that
another town so you can tear it down again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. See you this evening.
They wonderful. The Seldom Scene. Boy, what songs. Just a great group. And they'll be back tonight. Thank goodness. Don't you like John's colors tonight? Does he look like he's in a good mood? Are you in a good mood? Here's a band that's been doing this for over 20 years. That in itself is an accomplishment, because it's not easy doing this music we call bluegrass music, and they've had regular shows at the Birchmere for years. How many years? Long time. And they have really set the pace for exciting presence and style throughout all these years, and we're happy that they're here to share it with us one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, would you welcome the Seldom Scene.
You're wonderful. Loosen up. There may be a couple we'll repeat from last night, so those of you who are here, when one of those comes on, you can just go potty or something. I don't know. Whatever. And others we'll do that we haven't done, and we hope we know them.
do that right at the moment, please.
Okay, we still got it.
Unless you want to guys
to sing.
I'm not well, you know.
You don't know what to do?
Oh, well, we're stuck. I didn't realize we'd drawn a large blank. Well, what the hell? 40 minutes of rider. Hey, that's a good idea. It's a great gospel tune. It's written by Hank Williams. It's always been one of our favorites because it's neat. We think you'll agree. And if you don't, make sure the tomatoes are ripe.
Some people cheat, they steal and lie for wealth and what it will buy, but don't they know the judgment day? All their gold and silver
another song from their as we call it, our latest Grammy loser. This is a song where you have to pay attention to the words, or the whole thing doesn't mean anything to you. It's a story song, or as Carlton Haney used to say, it's a story song. It's about a little event in the West with a gentleman from the East, a lawyer from the East, a Philadelphia lawyer from the East, currently managing the Phillies, though.
Way out in Reno, Nevada, where romance blooms and fades, a great Philadelphia lawyer was in love with the Hollywood maid.
Do that years ago. Some of you could remember the Maddox Brothers and Rose. with Friendly Henry, the working girl's friend, playing the mandolin. Any of y'all see that interview a week or so ago with Michael Jackson? Did you see that? You know? He looked did you notice those pants or whatever it was he had on? Looked like a Klingon catcher, you know? I thought, anyway. But...
Did he borrow them from you? Yeah. Or was that your glove?
That was my glove. Didn't fit. Didn't fit either. Huh?
What's up? Look great,
yeah. Had a bunch of requests for this one. We did it yesterday, but got a whole mess of requests to hear it again. And we're delighted to play it because we had got to practice it yesterday. So. Pick you on. Well, his legendship has one for you picked out. Thank you.
There is nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? Don't you ever leave, let down, Sally. Rest here in my arms. Yeah. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Good God, Bluegrass.
Let down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Piece of candy.
Yeah, Sally. No need to leave so soon. Yeah, I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
It's great people, and I'd like to take note of something. I know we've come to Dahlonega many times, and we're very grateful to Norman Adams for having us. I'd like to say, I think this is the best sound you've ever heard in Dahlonega. Southern Audio.
another plus about good old Mike Southern is he is the spitting image of Chevy Chase. Which makes us all feel as if we're grander than we are. His name was Michael. He was a showgirl.
Hi, what? Oh, we could? No opera tonight?
I've had a couple of requests for this, and there are a lot of similarities between opera and bluegrass, though it would not seem so. You got your traditional opera fans and your traditional bluegrass fans and your progressive opera fans and your progressive bluegrass fans, and of course, Ne'er the Twain Shall Meet. But they also sing about kind of the same things. In opera, there's a lot of death. The only difference is that in bluegrass, they set it to happy music. But in opera, it's to very sad and powerful chords, which is interesting. But the subject matters are very close. And I'd just like to do you a little bit of an aria. This is called Una Furtiva Lagrima by Donizetti from Le Lesir d'Amore. And that means blue-eyed darling. Police back here in the corner just gave me a very naughty sign.
Ready if you are.
Yeah.
Make it cool, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
northbound train. I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train, 'cause I'd shine my light in the cool Colorado rain. I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone.
do this one for Charlotte. For her birthday tomorrow, right? Huh? Tomorrow.
Great. Good job. Oh, boy. Good songs, too. They have some of the greatest songs. What a pleasure to have the Seldom Seen. 2 whole days we've had them here, and that's been so much fun to hear them again. And so be sure and load up with plenty of Seldom Seen goodies before you go home. And